I'm Marissa Donnelly, host of the Vulnerability Podcast, a podcast series focused on being vulnerable, being emotional, being deep, and talking about topics that people often shy away from. In this podcast series, you'll see stories of faith, hope, inspiration, darkness, frustration, and everything that really challenges us to speak to our human experience, and to do so in shedding our skins and being vulnerable.
Welcome back to the Vulnerability Podcast. I'm your host, Marissa Donnelly. Today I have Ashley Graham, who is not only a business partner of mine, but a dear friend. And I'm so excited to have her come on and just talk with us about business and life, rebranding and change, things that we can all kind of connect with and relate to. But personally, I think these are things that we so often shy away from. So Ashley, welcome.
Hi, I'm so happy to be here.
It's so wonderful to have you. Can you, just to start, give my listeners just a little background on who you are and what you do?
Yeah. So I run a PR and publicity business here in San Diego. It's essentially a consultancy business where we have three different offers right now. Essentially, we do done-for-you services on the PR and media side, some DIY opportunities for teaching and educating our clients how to kind of build more influence and credibility around who they are, and just some other options for other creatives to find ways to find their voice and create, you know, media pieces and content around who they are to increase visibility. Because one of the greatest things, and this is definitely from the business side, is, you know, we all have stories that others want to connect with and others want to hear in different phases of their life. And I do believe that in our stories and conversations and through the positive sides of the media, is it gives us a great opportunity to connect with one another. So that's a little bit about what I do from the business side of things. But who I am as a person is I love connecting with people, even myself through stories. And it's a very humbling experience when you find similarities between people through their stories and their vulnerability, which this is great that, you know, the topic of this podcast is all about vulnerability. And, you know, through my journey, I've just found the power of being human beings and not always being humans doing.
I love that. I love the idea of just simply being humans. I feel like I've written so much content around this idea because it just keeps coming back around and around and around in my life, like subtle reminders or huge reminders like COVID-19 to be like, hey, just be, as opposed to always doing and trying to achieve and grabbing the next thing on your list. I think I get so caught up personally in that. I need those reminders of like, hey, just be, just rest.
Mm-hmm. And we are all challenged with the opportunity to just be and pause and reflect. And I'm very, very excited to see the progression of where we're going to be even a few weeks and a few months from now, because, you know, we're about what, a month and some change into this now, or maybe even more. I don't know the days because I don't
days all run together.
Yeah, I was like, I don't want to count. I kind of don't remember what day it is half the time. I have to look at the calendar. But, you know, I already can tell a difference in my communities and just the people that I'm connected with and close friends, close partners, such as yourself. There's been a lot of realizations that we've had just in a short period of time. And in a time where we are challenged with ways of connecting with one another, and we're also challenged in a way of how to come back together at the end of this. And we're a little divided, but there's been awesome opportunities to still connect in a time where we feel so divided between one another. And I just feel that that's going to increase significantly as time progresses. And I'm just excited to see kind of where we are at the end of this. But, oh man, finding the patience in the meantime is, you know, it presents its challenges.
Yeah, absolutely. I think one of the cool conversations we've had recently, and I know I've also had this on my Coffee Collective virtual coffee dates that I've been hosting on Saturdays, is, you know, everything keeps coming up and centering around, you know, the change and the opportunities that come with change. And, you know, in a sense, I almost sometimes feel bad about talking about the positive aspect, because it's like, you know, I don't want to diminish anybody's experience. I don't want to make it seem like, you know, what real problems people are going through are clouded out by, you know, oh, everything's fine. You know, we'll get through this. Look at all the opportunities. But at the same time, what I appreciate so much in like our conversations is that we can, as much as possible, look at the positive side of things and say, okay, I'm not diminishing anybody's experience. I'm not saying that this isn't difficult and painful and hard, but what I am saying and what I am focusing on is the fact that there's still opportunity even when things feel so off balance.
Mm-hmm.
Thinking about that opportunity and trying to hone in on what that means, you know, whether that's a business opportunity, a professional opportunity, or really just a way to grow differently. I think that's what I mean when I say, like, we're looking at the opportunities. It's just, how can we grow to and through this in ways that maybe we haven't thought of?
Girl, there's always so much alignment in our conversations. I just did I just did an Instagram story takeover earlier, and you know, obviously there were a few little anchors to, you know, that whole collective of stories. But one of the things that just kind of came up, and this is something that I wanted to express, is when you are a creative and you're in a position of constantly creating, especially in the digital world, you know, we, for the most part, we find opportunity through challenges. And I definitely put an emphasis on that I will always be that person who obviously recognizes where things maybe aren't moving or progressing as much as I would like them to be. But it's just understanding that some things are just really out of your control. And if you dig yourself in the ground trying to control the things that are not in your control, that's where I think the disconnect of the balance comes from. And so I'm all about, and this is just what my own brain just kind of like takes over on its own, is just like, okay, obviously knowing the importance of recognizing the things that aren't so perfect, but finding the silver lining in all of it. And like you mentioned, of always being very cognizant of potentially where people are emotionally right now is like very important. But there is a way that you can still approach very sensitive topics by keeping the emotions of others in mind, which that's definitely something that I do put a big emphasis on with what I do with the business. And you can attest to this because you workshopped through all that with me, but just being mindful of everything at the end of the day, whether that's the media that other people are consuming and making sure that you're a positive influence in that media execution. And then just also being relatable and not trying to overcompensate for things that maybe are not in alignment or integrity with everyone's well-being at the end of the day.
Yeah, I really resonate with the idea of kind of a more conscious approach. Like you said, seeking the alignment, seeking ways that we can be more human with one another. I love that about your business concept. And for me too, I mean, that's the whole foundation of Be A Light Collective, is that people come first and relationships come first. And when you have those connections and you're aware of other people's emotions and their vulnerability, then that really brings about change, and it brings about the right kind of services or the right kind of opportunities.
Mm-hmm.
So I wanted to ask you about your rebranding, because I think, like, for me in my business, I've gone through some like design rebrands, and in my like journey to figuring out what my business was going to be, I went through branding between, you know, I'm Marissa Donnelly versus, okay, now I'm this business. But I wanted to ask you some questions about your rebranding process, because I think it kind of ties into this whole aspect of change and, you know, what everybody's going through right now with COVID-19. It's like literally everything is changing. So when all of this change is happening and we feel so out of control, I feel like my gut reaction is just, okay, I'm going to control everything, which doesn't always work. But I know like some people just really resist. And then some people kind of like, you know, we just want to like panic and stay still. So can you just speak to that, like to your belief on change and like shifting either personally or business-wise?
Yeah. And you know what? I haven't really buckled it all down just yet. And actually something is I really just want to sit in that one day to be like, okay, well, why am I able to take change and kind of lean into it versus being resistant? Because I mean, at the end of the day, we're all resistant to something. And I mean, if you think about astrology, they say that Tauruses hate change. And if anything, I like embrace it. Yes, it's uncomfortable in the beginning. And maybe, you know, in those early stages, there has been some resistance of like, oh my gosh, like, is this really going to be the right fit for me? I go into questioning the outcome because, you know, we all want to know the outcome. We don't want to look at the things in the middle. But, you know, that just comes with progression. And it comes from, you know, the experiences of starting a project, regardless of how big and small it is, that you learn through the process that the beginning and the middle are actually the most crucial parts, and they're never ending. Like, they're always evolving. And I'm not babbling and getting on a tangent on this, but it's like, I think there's always some resistance to change because we look at an outcome and we definitely want it, but we're not willing to get our hands messy in the middle of it. And that's where all of the learning lessons and the learning curves comes. And a lot of people resist, I think, more of the learning curves and the stickiness that may come with it because they've heard fears of other people. They've heard criticism from other people. They've heard judgments that other people have received. And we just get stuck in this position where we just start to wear all of that as if it's our own. And at the end of the day, it's not ours to hold on to. Trying to figure out how I can like circle and dial that back in. But I think for myself, like looking at rebranding, because I've gone through my own versions of rebranding, like from name changes to the actual aesthetics, to the actual messaging and how it resonates with others. And then even how I connect with others, whether that's my ideal client or my ideal audience, or even just wanting just to connect with people, just to connect with them. And then if business happens out of it, then fantastic. If it doesn't, then I just met an incredible person. I feel a lot of changes that we go through in our personal life and in business, it's all rebranding. Because even looking at the personal branding side, you know, personal brands are a derivative or a reflection of a person and their emotions and their characteristics and their personality, and even people, like we evolve, you know, coming out of another decade of my life, looking back on it, it's like, oh my gosh, like I evolved probably like 10 or 15 times in just a matter of 10 years. And that's a little bit of rebranding too. So yeah, there's different bits and pieces about rebranding. It's just how deep or surface level you want to look at it.
I love the idea that we're always changing, because I think I write about that in my writing, but I don't necessarily associate, oh yeah, change with a rebranding, but you're absolutely right. Like, we are constantly rebranding ourselves, like personally, you know, who we associate ourselves with, who we choose to surround ourselves by, our friends, the things that we believe in, you know, our values, just there's so many things. And you know, one of the reasons I really wanted to have you on the podcast to talk about this is because I think in getting to know you, which just a little backstory for listeners, we happened to cross one another for a feature article. I was writing a feature article for Ashley on Boss Babe. And it was just kind of funny how it all happened, because I was kind of placed with her and then we found out we were both in San Diego. So it was like, oh, cool. Let's, you know, get to know each other. And when Ashley, when you and I talked, it was so exciting to hear your passion about shifting your business, like name, concept, and even like the graphic, I mean, everything. It just was like a total rebrand and a total change. And talking to you, I was so excited because I felt like with my business, I wasn't exactly sure what I wanted to do. Like, do I want to keep my name? Do I want to continue that? And this was before I like did my whole website overhaul. So I was kind of just listening to you, really soaking up the energy and excitement around something that really terrified me. Like at my stage, I was like, oh my gosh, well, if I like rebranded, I mean, nobody would be interested anymore. That was like the fear in my head. So hearing you talk about it right now and acknowledge all of that and be like, well, yeah, you know, I felt like that too, but you were willing to go get messy, get sticky, you know, deal with all of that because you felt like this new change would be in alignment. And I think that's just so important to remember, just like any type of change in our lives, whether it's personal or professional or about our business or about our friendships, I mean, whatever it is, it's really, really hard. And it's okay that it's hard. But the journey is ongoing. I love what you said about like I think you said the beginning and the middle, there is no end. And it's like, okay, whoa, that's a little scary. But at the same time, like that's exciting, right? Because we're always evolving into different versions of ourselves or different facets of our business. I mean, that's scary, but exciting.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I just always add in the example that it's like, you know, if you think about it as like a ceiling of opportunity and you're just like, okay, well, if you reach the top of it, you're pigeonholing yourself in a box. There's nowhere else to go. And so it's like, if you like just want to reach the top or like a high level of success and, you know, and you don't want to do the ever changing like middle part, then I think you just lose the passion for it a little bit. And, mm-hmm. you know,
what else is there to work for?
Exactly. And I just think that if you do want your brand or your business or your projects to be very fulfilling and come again from that like heart-centered place, like, you know, that it's just going to evolve with you. And so, I mean, even if we're going to use content or like actual branded content or whatever as an example, it's just like, well, if you think that you have all the perfect content in the world, then like, what else are you going to do after all that content's been out there? Like, yeah, you can obviously repurpose things, but you know, people want new. And if they hear and see the same things over and over again, like they kind of lose a little bit of interest. So you have to think about like your business of, you know, someone who needs to be surprised and needs to be like caught off guard to be like, hey, I'm going to throw this at you and keep you engaged. Because I don't know, you learn things along the way. And if anything, it keeps it more exciting. Like, you don't want it to become dull at the end of the day, right?
Yeah, exactly. Such a cool way to look at it, though. Like, the change can be, the newness can be exciting rather than something that's uncomfortable. Like, I think I associate change a lot of the time with discomfort because it's like, oh, shoot, you know, no sooner do I feel like settled or comfortable or safe, then it's like something's changing. And isn't that true about everywhere in life? You know, and then it's like, oh, great, now I have to get uncomfortable again. But maybe it's less about being uncomfortable and more about leaning into the next adventure.
Mm-hmm. One of the best or smartest decisions you can do as an entrepreneur or a business owner is getting real comfortable with being uncomfortable. And I can't remember exactly where and when I read that, but that was one of the little nuggets that I have soaked up that made the biggest difference. Cause I'm like, well, like if I'm super uncomfortable right now, which I am, that means I'm on the right track. And I mean, you know, there's moments where it's just like, this comes easy, this feels awesome, but I know that that's only temporary. And that's an opportunity. Cause it's like, well, if today seems easy, then I'm not pushing myself harder to get to another place. So
yeah. And to speak to that, I mean, I don't want to glorify the hustle mindset either, because that's like my biggest downfall is like, if I'm not working hard enough then, or if this like isn't uncomfortable, then I need to work harder. And like, while I have always thought that that's such a good perspective and I think we should keep it, I also want to acknowledge the fact that, like, sometimes when we're in alignment with the right things, then it's less difficult too. You know what I mean? Like, when you work so hard and you fight through the change and the discomfort, and then you kind of get to a place, not forever, but you get to a place where you can kind of look back and be like, oh, okay, I get why I went through that. Or like, oh, okay, like, that was leading me to this. And then it kind of, like, when you're in alignment, it feels easier. I don't know. I guess maybe it's harder to explain with business. I'm thinking of, like, a personal example in my life. Like, looking back over, let's say, like, the last 2 years, I've lost a lot of very close friends. And in that respect, it's very challenging and very painful and very uncomfortable. And, like, you're going through that. Like, when I was in the midst of that and, like, losing friends and, like, trying to wrestle with, like, wanting the closure and wanting to figure out if it was me or them, you know, all of that messiness that goes with, like, broken friendships. You know, when you're in that discomfort, it's like, oh, this sucks. But now, kind of looking back, I'm realizing that a lot of those relationships that kind of dissolved were just not in alignment with who I was becoming. Like, I was just growing in so many different ways as a mom, as a business owner, as just, like, all these different aspects of my life. And it wasn't until, like, recently where I kind of looked back and acknowledged, like, that was really uncomfortable and difficult because I was getting into a different place. And now I'm in this different place and it's more aligned, and it's not easier per se, but it's just more aligned and it's less of that, like, difficult, uncomfortable, frustrating feeling, because I'm finally realizing, like, oh, well, I should be doing this and being around these types of people. And does that make sense?
Oh yeah, girl, I'm over here, like, nodding like crazy. I'm like, yep, been going through that recently. Went through that 3 years ago, went through that 5 years ago, 10 years ago. That is an ever evolving thing. And you put it in, like, the perfect words that I literally was thinking, that it's like, you're going to go and evolve even through people in your life. I mean, the same, like, if you were going to think about significant relationships as an example, it's like, you know, if you both together don't evolve and together and learn from each other and constantly, like, work together to reach that next version of yourself together, then chances are that relationship's not going to be long lasting. The same thing goes to friendships or even business relationships or collaborations. Like, both people have to be coming from the same integrity and the same place of truth within themselves and what they want out of that relationship to evolve together. Now, if there's a disconnect, maybe from, you know, somebody looking at the relationship from more of an ego mindset of wanting their needs met and their needs required or demanded versus wanting to find more of a holistic connection between the two of you, then those relationships are going to part. So, and, you know, and this is not to say that that's bad. I mean, we go, as we change and evolve as people, we are going to have different mirrors of the people around us. And it's just natural. It's just part of being a human and growing. And it's just really being a little bit more mindful that it's just like, we can still have relationships with, you know, lots of people, regardless of their background and their personalities and maybe where they're at in their careers versus us. But it's all about being a little bit more selective of who you create those more of soul contracts with. And this is something that I've even had to go through in my life, thinking about more of the friendships. And this is really going to get me going, because this is something that has come up a lot for me during quarantine. But it's just like, you know, when you think about memories and quality time spent and conversations, and I mean, when we're talking about love languages, like, conversations and quality time for me are so hard to kind of get through, because if I spend quality time with somebody and I express any type of emotion or connection with them, like, that already is creating, like, a soul contract with that other person. But
I can relate.
Yeah. That's more of just, like, you know, just who I am. Like, I'm a connector. I need genuine connection, and I need genuine like compatibility and just like synchronicities with people. But a lot of people can't meet you in that same position if they haven't met that within themselves. And I think that that is what creates a lot of disconnect and divide within, you know, friendships and just relationships in general. And if there's any positive thing, even going through those very uncomfortable realizations within friendships, it's just still knowing and, you know, recognizing that, you know, there's no animosity, there's no hatred, there's no like toxic or negative energy or thoughts that you have of that other person. It's just more about coming to a place of acceptance. So.
Wow. That was just so many nuggets right there.
I was like, once you get me going, I'm like, bleh, bleh, bleh. I'm like, good thing this is recording. So I'm like, I need to be writing this down.
No, that's just so great. I love how, you know, I love how we were able to kind of connect it to the, both the business and the personal, because I almost like struggle sometimes with trying to separate them, because it's like, oh, well, that's like business me and that's like me, personal me. But I think in the aspect of change and the idea of alignment, you know, if we look at change as an opportunity for alignment, that's really powerful. That kind of gives us a reason to lean in, because when we do lean in, then it offers new opportunities and new ways to grow and, you know, new people to surround ourselves by. And those are all positive things, but I don't think we discover those things until we go through change, until we go through difficult times, broken relationships, pain, like all of that nasty stuff that makes us uncomfortable. It's like without that, it's like the light in the dark, right? It's like without that darkness, sometimes we don't really see the light. And I mean, that's kind of cliche, but I think it really like actually makes sense in this context. You know, like if we don't feel the discomfort of feeling like we don't fit somewhere, personally, professionally, whatever, if we feel that discomfort, we feel like we don't fit, until we get to that point, we just stay where we are. But when we're faced with that messiness, it forces us to do something. And when we're forced to do something, then all these opportunities start to happen, right? Then there's the alignment. Then there's the true friendships. Then there's, you know, whatever it is. So I feel like that's just, that's encouraging to think about, you know, wherever anyone listening, you know, even us too, just talking about this, it's making me think about this in my real life right now. Like the things that I want to push away from, maybe I can lean into them because they're eventually going to bring me things that are more aligned, things that I need.
Yep. Yeah, there was a few thoughts that kind of like surfaced. One obviously being the cliche comment, you know, I think just even the word cliche or even the meaning and context behind it is because there's so much repetition of the truth behind it. And I think that that's how things get that statement of being cliche, is because there's so much truth and routine with that, that that's why it becomes a thing. A lot of these realizations and even revelations that people go through, because we all go through the same exact experiences, just very unique to our lives, and through everything that may feel like it crumbles and is literally the world is like stopping before us and we don't know what to do. Like we're all presented with multiple crossroads of whether we go left and we repeat the same patterns and the same routine, or we can maybe take a little bit more of a bumpy road and challenge ourselves to be like, you know what, this thought process didn't really serve me, because the same things are starting to surface with different people, the same habits, the same routine, the same synchronicities. And a lot of times, if you're willing just to push yourself to get really uncomfortable, you kind of break the routine. I'm reading a book that talks about this, that it's like, if you don't take the time to do the inner work, that's why, you know, we attract maybe the same relationships. Like if we don't recognize the toxic patterns within ourselves as to like why we attract those same things within other people, and just even same experiences also, like a lot of it is a reflection of thought patterns.
It's so true, though. Like,
or we just hold on to our old identity for so long, and then that, and then you're asking yourself at the end of something going wrong that you're like, oh my gosh, why does this keep happening to me? Like, that is a common thing of, like, you know, more so of like victim mentality. It's like, why is this happening to me? Why is this happening to me? Well, because there is something within your mirror that you are not facing when you're looking at yourself, which is why you keep attracting the same things. And so if we just kind of look at ourselves as a mirror, that is just like, you know, where can I change? Where can I progress? And maybe that will change the picture differently of what's going on around you and the opportunities and of what you're attracting from that moment on.
I love that, because you think about the image of a mirror and it's like, oh, it's just reflecting back to me what I see, right? But like on a very basic level, it's like, okay, well, what do you see when you look in the mirror? Are you speaking positively to yourself? Are you giving yourself affirmations? But even beyond that, like, are you reflecting back the kind of energy that when you look in that mirror, you'll see other people with that same energy around you? And if not, then it's like, hey, check that mirror again.
Yep. You know, by doing the work for so long and like really thinking about, I'm like, oh my gosh, where did this relationship go sour? And what boundary should have set in the beginning? And, you know, everything's a learning lesson, and we learn to set better boundaries for ourselves, and the boundaries that we either accept or don't accept of other people and how they treat us or how they talk to us. But it's like when you really truly start making that shift within yourself, it's like, oh my gosh, people just start coming out of the woodworks. Like before we even hit record on this, I was telling you about someone that I got connected to recently, that it's like, oh my gosh, this was a person that I was supposed to meet. And, you know, it was during quarantine, but you know what, even in quarantine, you know, that's not going to stop the right people from coming together and finding a way to create and connect and have those conversations. That's just going to keep that evolution going regardless of what's going on outside our four walls.
Absolutely. I love that. Thank you so much, Ashley, for just everything you've shared, just your willingness to come on here, to show up and to just speak the truth and just be so open and vulnerable about your business, your personal life, your struggles, ups and downs. It's been so encouraging to me, and just to kind of walk through these things again, it's another reminder of like, hey, Marissa, wake up, like think about these things, find your alignment, appreciate the change. So I just want to thank you so much for your time and your willingness to just be vulnerable with me.
Of course, girl. And you've got a cheerleader for life over here. Like, we are doing great things together. Don't you forget that.
And it's only just the beginning.
I know. So exciting.
Love it. Well, thank you again.
Thank you.